I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classic.
It sure is.
Somebody gunning for Cinema Classic status. The well-appointed eyebrow Colin Farrell.
Yeah. He actually took the role that Heath Ledger was supposed to take in Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
And it had been a low point in his career. Classic Hollywood bad boy. And suddenly realized that he was going nowhere artistically.
You get the impression sometimes Hollywood wants to force stardom on somebody, give them all the great parts. I remember him playing the bad guy in Minority Report. I remember him playing the bad guy in Daredevil opposite Ben Affleck. That was a big mistake. That was a flop. He earned his stripes, right? And he starts getting the leads, like in Alexander and SWAT and all these dopey movies. And before you know it, nobody cares. You only get about 5 chances, if that, in Hollywood to make a starring role pay off. Mm. And it never happened for him. Now, he does this interesting movie called In Bruges.
Yeah, with Brendan Gleeson.
An Irish gangster movie.
Hitmen waiting.
He begins a small but calculated and effective career rehabilitation.
And then he gets just a couple of years ago with Yorgos Lanthimos, director, calling him up and asking him to play in this really bizarre movie called The Lobster.
Yeah.
Forever thankful for him because that set him up now for these kind of indie, low-level, interesting roles.
Yeah.
But he told his co-star in Lobster that this was the most boring thing he'd ever done because his character is boring.
Yeah, right.
But it starts him on his way that is less spectacular as a movie star, but more substantial as an actor.
He's just a mistake as a movie star. Sometimes an actor or actress, the audience responds to them, Farrell. I don't think audiences really respond. He is a blandly generic, handsome leading man.
Yeah,
and,
interesting.
You know, there's not a whole lot he does outside of really, you know, working those caterpillars of his.
Yeah, you know, you have an interesting point. I'm thinking now about all the from Montgomery Clift through Daniel Day-Lewis and trying to understand actors. And Colin Farrell is now making his mark doing roles that don't require a great deal of acting ability. They require him to be monotone, straight, looks like he's got a lot going on but doesn't. His being Irish and carrying that with him all the time, his having these exceptional looks, unusual looks, and having a feistiness about him get him there, but he's not James Dean.
And all that bad boy stuff that he used to do, like,
yeah,
you know, it just came off as annoying. It wasn't like Brando. It came off as petulant, a tattooed, smoking guy.
The most influential star who hooked up with Colin Farrell was Al Pacino. Almost from birth, wanted to act with him. He said he was the kindest man he ever knew, and they have remained buds. Actors he admires.
Okay.
Steve McQueen, Paul Newman, Clint Eastwood, James Caan, and Marlon Brando.
That's a nice list.
He's not any one of those.
No.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he's not any one of them.
Oh, God.
No, that does. I mean, he's got good taste, you know, but the movie camera lays bare your face's weaknesses. Sometimes that makes for a great star. The great movie stars you can't take your eyes off of, there's something going on there. They're not perfect looking. They're not bland in any way.
Jumping to my mind is Robert Mitchum.
Yeah,
there's
Robert
a guy
Mitchum.
Who's got a lot going on.
Interesting face, right? You can't quite figure out what's happening. Is that melting?
Yes.
What's going on? Is he falling asleep as we're watching? It's the imperfections that get lodged in your psyche, right? That brings you back. It's a combination. There's a formula. Face, voice, mannerisms, technique. If it comes together in something memorable, you are a movie star.
You would see a movie because Paul Newman was in it. Then you wouldn't be surprised that his wristwatch recently went for $18 million at auction.
Yeah, well, those are more watch freaks than
I know,
Newman freaks.
But
if the guy continues to do good work, that's what you you know, you want.
And recently, the good work that Colin Farrell has been doing besides The Lobster is the killing of a sacred deer.
Mm-hmm. And it turns out that at this stage in his career, he is De Niro to Yorgos Lanthimos' Scorsese.
I think we ought to laugh with that.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.